The Osgood File, sponsored by Nuveen Investments. Make the most of your income portfolio and its potential with a market leader in closed-end funds. Nuveen. Reach for more. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Urban rooftop gardens have been around for a long time, but today they're not just for decoration. They're a crucial part of the green building movement, where instead of just shedding runoff, the roof stores it and releases it back into the atmosphere to reduce the need for drainage systems. And rooftop garden keepers notice that if you plant it, they will come. More after this from Charlie. One Bryant Park is a 51-story office tower at 6th Avenue and 42nd Street in New York City. It's one of those eco-friendly green buildings with a certificate for everybody to see, but it also has something else that's kept out of sight so as not to spook visitors. Beehives. CBS's Jill Wagner paid a visit.
High above the busy streets of Manhattan, an unlikely buzz. Bees. Tens of thousands of them who call this skyscraper home.
This is the third year that we've had bees atop One Bryant Park.
Andrew Cote is the beekeeper.
You are holding about 1,000 bees.
The bees aren't just there for the heck of it. Green roofs like the roof at One Bryant Park use water-storing plants called sedum, which is fertilized with compost from the building cafeteria, but it's the bees that pollinate the flowers and help the sedum spread to cover the roof. And New York isn't the only city where this is happening. The Fairmont Hotels in San Francisco and Seattle, the City Hall in Minneapolis, have all installed bee sanctuaries. It's an attractive solution, and it's not just because of the bee shortage or because it expiates our collective environmental guilt. It's also because, as the owners of One Bryant Park in New York found out, it's a really sweet system.
The Durst Organization gives the honey produced by the bees to its tenants, roof to table.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.